Welcome to the Everyman Sports Podcast, the show for fans, by fans. No former pros, no so-called experts, just real passionate fans. From outside on a porch to inside a living room, in the parking lot of a stadium to the dining room table, friends and families chat about their teams, their games, and what makes them cheer. This is Everyman Sports.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Everyman Sports. My name is Chad. I'm the owner-operator of this podcast. With me this week is my dad. How you doing, Dad?
I'm doing very good, son.
Great. Well, let's talk about this past week four of the NFL. Brady stinks. That's the headline.
Brady stinks.
And he should retire now.
Well, he said, what did he say?
He said,
when did he say it?
He said it just before the start of the season. I'll retire when I suck.
So he sucks. Wondering why he's showing up this week.
Well, I told you why, because he's going to be looking around and go, well, look, you know, I'm not hurting the team. You know, we're 2-2. You know, the division's tough and blah, 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 all this stuff. And like I said to you, the thing that's really going to put him out of commission is a big hit, something that physically knocks him out.
I see no separation in the receivers.
No, because his weapon, because they've been piecemealing this thing, and they haven't been the same since they got rid of Randy Moss. And Wes Welker. Spygate was the real thing that tipped it.
Exposed.
Because they're... Look, there's a difference between performance-enhancing cheating.
Shady Brady and Bella Cheat.
And the difference is team cheating or something where you're blatantly stealing signs. Because, you know, who was it? LeRon Landry.
Is morality in the NFL?
No. No, there's no morality.
Oh, so cheating, if you can get away with it.
Right. Well, they burned those tapes. They burned the Spygate tapes.
What about Landry looking like the Hulk or whatever?
He's
Nobody
huge.
Knew he was...
No, people knew. But here's what I'm saying. One defensive back getting, you know, hopped up on stuff, that's not going to affect his performance aside. No. Especially a defensive back. You don't want a giant defensive back. You want a thin, powerful defensive
really?
Back.
Really? Well, I don't know. The safety, yeah, you want to put on the hits.
You do, but...
Well, that's what that family's about.
Right. But at the same time...
Are they both going to be on the same team at one time?
Who?
The Landry brothers.
I'm sure. Maybe... you know what? Before
End
we retire...
End a career somewhere?
Yeah, before we retire, let's do that.
Team up on somebody.
Yeah. But, I mean, yeah. The Patriots... First of all, the Patriots haven't been the same since Spygate. They've lost...
Hernandez.
Gronkowski with all his... brittle ways.
He has no separation on people.
He has no speed. He has nothing. So, all he is tall, and that's it. And he's being chopped down.
They're still, people expect something out of him. So the public image.
Of course, because this is Brady.
But the first game of the season didn't teach anybody.
No, of course not. Oh, you know.
Miami ran all over.
I'm telling you, what it's going to come down to is he gets knocked out the same way he got knocked out by Bernard
Wolfork
Pollard.
Wolfork can't help him.
Wolfork, no.
That's amazing.
No. And they're talking about, this is a better defense. Really? Look, I understand Kansas City, the Arrowhead Stadium's a really difficult place to win in. And they're set, you know, they set the Guinness Book of World Records for loudest
But Charles
stadium
was untouchable.
No.
He doesn't look like he has pads on. Hip pads, nothing.
No.
It's like running out in the parking lot.
Well, that's why he's always injured. And then you got you got Travis Kelce, who's really looking good. He's not the second coming of Tony Gonzalez, but he's on his way up.
Yeah,
but really, it's going to take... Brady to get knocked out the same way Bledsoe got knocked out for Brady to come in, what was that, 01. And then, you know, he's going to, I can't come back, or, I'm not going to be able to. So he's finished.
Well, the wheel has turned.
Absolutely it's turned.
But they'll still win the division.
Probably.
Now, what about the Bills? Would you kind of guy like Orton? I mean, isn't Orton a verb? Or?
Probably at this point. I mean... You know, look.
I mean, what guys did he replace? And like,
it's not who he's replaced. It's who's replaced him. Cutler,
right?
Tebow. So these are the things you need to look at and say, okay.
Discarded on the heap of still operational quarterbacks.
Yes.
And that's how bad it is in Buffalo.
Yeah. And EJ Manuel's got it. I mean, They started off well, but you got to finish good. So
they beat the Bears in Chicago. Well, the Bears can't win in Chicago.
No, but Green Bay did.
They went across the country last week and beat the Jets. They just beat the 49ers. Then they went
with a decimated
miles.
Secondary, which brings us to Geno Smith.
Excuses.
You know,
about him?
he's having a rough time. I'll tell you what, John Gruden, for a lot of people like him, a lot of people don't. They rub him the wrong way. But you know what? He made an excellent point. They showed his college coach and the play sheet, and it was like something you'd write your grocery list on.
Yeah.
Like the list of plays. There's 10 plays he runs. Yeah. And now you look at Marty Morningweg and all these other NFL coaches. Right. Look, Andy Reid yesterday with giant sheets. Of course Geno Smith's not going to be able to perform. You know, you think about all these big name
quarterbacks. Too complicated. Now, when his agent's sitting there, is he telling you how this guy only... No, he wants the millions anyhow.
Sure. No, he'll be able to do it. He'll work real hard. That's the reason why, you know, somebody like Ben Roethlisberger comes
out of... But the Ryan family in general, I mean, they can only go so far, right?
Sure. Buddy was 50. Is 51-51 and one in his career. So he's a 500. He's a great defense. He was a great defense.
Exciting 500.
Especially those Philly years, but those Arizona years really killed him.
Oh, that was great defense in Philly. Yeah, they could bring it
big time. Seth Joyner, Randy White.
Yeah,
and then the offense was explosive. Randall Cunningham and Ernest.
A bit unorthodox, Randall Cunningham.
Mm. So I mean, that's tough. The Giants lit up the Redskins.
They just tore him up.
Yeah.
And they kept the quarterback in there, and now we know why he's a backup for Washington.
Yeah.
Can't get it done.
No, he can't.
And then complicate himself by just doing the same thing over and over. Wrong, shooting himself in the foot.
Yeah, I mean, when you're...
Yeah, and the kicker, he had pulled groin. I mean, something was pulled out there.
Yeah, it's not going well for Washington. And then they get Seattle this week, which brings us to this week's games. Bunch of games, Seattle at Washington, which usually would say, oh, a team's coming across the country, but this is like easy pickings for Seattle. Seattle's the favorite, giving 7.5.
Right, on the road.
On the road.
And the Redskins are rested. And
Seattle had a bye week.
Sure, they both did.
Yeah. Cincinnati's probably going to tear up on New England. Although I don't know how much at home.
Well, that's a huge game. Cincinnati at New England. Now, we just talked about Brady. Now, this is the flavor of the week. They had a bye. They're 3-0.
Mm-hmm.
Cincinnati's like the unbeatable one now. So now they can go on the road to what used to be a tough environment, take on a team that the public still has some confidence in, and prove they can win on the road, and then they could set sail here.
Yeah.
Do you think they're the best team in the AFC, or you
Cincinnati?
Think they'll get beat by Denver and Denver.
They'll probably get beat by Denver and Denver, but right now they're probably the best. They're the best record-wise. We know that much, but also they have a really good offense. Andy Dalton does just enough to win. He doesn't lose the game.
They play good defense.
Yeah, I like him. Oh, they play great defense. They really do. I like Dalton. I like that whole team. I'd love to see them succeed. And to succeed, New England would
you
be
want
great.
To see Chip Kelly succeed?
Yeah, why not? Although
it was amazing. Only one other team in history like had three. They had a punt return.
Block punt for a touchdown, a pick six, and a kick return for a touchdown. A punt return for a touchdown, but it was still a
right,
kick.
Right.
Yeah, and that was the first time since like 1993 or 1990, and the last team to do it was the Eagles. Now you take those three touchdowns away. That game's over in the first quarter.
Right now, Shady is they're blaming the O line, or he got dinged in Washington because he looked like he didn't want to put his nose in the end zone there.
No,
you got to bring that north and south.
Yeah, but there's, I don't know, running backs. You wear them out real quick in this.
The
league.
Team's finesse.
Yeah, team's definitely finesse.
Offense and defense.
Yeah. But I'll give...
They can be snobber knocked.
Yeah. Yeah, they can be. I will give Philly's defense credit because I didn't really...
Exciting to watch that team.
Yeah, Philadelphia, definitely.
You never know. On all aspects, they can do something.
Yeah, but the Niners came out and they did really well trying to knock Philly off their
balance. Before Chip
came
into the league, they were talking about he'd be going it on fourth downs where it wouldn't be conventional. I haven't seen any of that.
No. Although we did have a game, the Packers... Bears game where there was no punts for like the fourth.
So what does that mean? Interceptions?
Interceptions, fumbles. Touchdowns, fumbles, turnovers right. On downs. I mean, there's a lot of points scored too, and you know, a lot of clock draining.
That's the biggest five words.
What?
Five letters.
Why? What is?
Relax.
Relax. Yes. Yeah. It'll work out.
Now, panic is five letters.
Panic is also five letters. It's one of those things. Panic is five letters.
It's all or nothing in the NFL.
That's true. And somebody like Rodgers, when he puts it, oh, we'll be fine. Of course he's going to go out. Like, he's that type of guy to go out and say, all right, hop on my back.
He can pick on the team without a secondary.
Yes, definitely. And the Bears had no secondary. I wish the Jets could have capitalized on that, but whatever.
The Bears without defense. I mean, it's hard to imagine.
It's like a zebra without stripes.
Yeah, what is that? Just a regular horse?
It's a regular horse. Just like any old stallion. So who do you like this week? What are your picks this week?
Well, I hope nobody's going to Vegas. Probably picking not. What I'm picking.
No, definitely not. Just your local bookie.
I mean, well, I definitely got to go with Cincinnati. Yeah. New England. And maybe Tom will get the message that the wheel has turned.
Yeah, I mean, Cincinnati's he's on the road giving the most pain, yes. And to know that the Jets inflicted the world upon him. Remember the Mo Lewis, was it Mo Lewis or Marvin Lewis?
Mo Lewis. Mo the Lewis, linebacker?
Yeah, knocked Bledsoe out. Oh, we got to put Brady in. And then
the rest is history.
And then the one tuck rule later, and that's it. It's over, Johnny. The rest of the NFL history.
Now, what's going on with the 49ers? I mean, they win in this talk. Deion Sanders talking about the locker room's turned on. How does he know? Is he in the locker room?
He likes to think he is. He has more to worry about his charter school than in primetime prep.
Is he doing a cake sale?
What's yeah, exactly. Yeah, right. Well, what's the deal? Who are they going to get to replace Harbaugh?
Like, well, that's a problem. People don't think past that.
No, they don't. The same thing with...
I thought they'd get rid of the commissioner, but then I realized, wait a minute, he works for the owners, and he makes the owners billions. Of course they're going to give him a long leash.
Sure.
Who knew?
Yeah.
I thought the brand is like, you're damaging the brand. Get out of here. We'll get somebody to figure this out. We're sorry about that last employee we had.
Well, just look at...
Move ahead.
Well, just then go look at the most recent contract for the NFL broadcast rights. I mean, you know...
What is it about?
No, just how much money each team is making from that. It's a huge contract. So what? You're not making almost enough money? Then you got to start worrying.
But can't the NFL Network just sell those Thursday games? Wouldn't they make technically more money they did. If somebody else did that?
Well, they technically did because the games are on CBS for the up until Thanksgiving. After Thanksgiving, then they have their own. Then they broadcast them on their own. They're not seen by people like me who cut the cord. You can't get the NFL.
How's that working out for you?
It's working out great, which brings us to baseball. I've actually, right now we have on, we're recording this on Tuesday, September 30th, and the A's-Royals one-game playoff is going on. And I got the cord. I haven't been able to watch baseball all season, except for a couple of days when...
They protect that.
Yeah, they're really good. Well, we're jumping around, so I apologize, but... there was actually news that the FCC won over the NFL for the blackouts.
Yeah.
You know, the old thing about selling out the games. If you don't sell the games, then you black out the games. That's over with. That's done.
So now the Raiders can get that giant black drop cloth to head over to seats.
Yeah.
Take that, and it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter anymore. So those blackout, the NFL blackouts are over, which will probably also lead to the baseball blackout. We've talked about this in the past. They've got the Major League Baseball Watch Now app and stuff, but you can't watch games of teams in your area.
No, how convenient.
Yeah, so I wouldn't.
For them.
So, I mean, and you can't even watch an opposing team. Like, oh, I want to watch the Dodgers, but I'm going to watch the Dodgers feed when they play the Mets. Nope, they figured that out. So you can't literally watch 162 games of your own team or of any team because they're always going to block out whatever team that's in your market is playing. So that leads to this. So, you know, I don't have TBS. You know, I don't have cable. I don't have Major League Baseball Network, which is going to show it. Don't have ESPN, which is going to show a one-game playoff.
So you want all of this for free?
You download the TBS app because TBS has a Watch Now
app.
And they have live streaming of their playoff games.
Great.
Now they ask you for who's your cable provider? Because you're supposed to have, you're supposed to have TBS through your cable.
But you don't have one.
No.
You cut the cord.
I plead the fifth as to how I got an email address to put it in and all that stuff. So I plead the fifth. But to watch the games without having the cord, you download the app, I use some Apple products, not all, but some Apple products. Yeah, I have an iDevice, and we have Apple TV. So you stream it through the app on, say, your iPhone, and then you AirPlay it to Apple TV, which is hooked up to your television. Right. Boom, right there.
And you're not spending time at the bar.
No. No. I have a child, so when I got to put him to bed, somebody's downstairs watching the game. Hey, I want to watch the game. Okay, I'll just bring the device upstairs. It's anywhere anywhere in the house. You can watch it. Mobile. And same thing, ESPN's got an app. You can do it with that. Fox Sports 1. Fox is doing because they've got that sports network. So they're actually showing the National League playoff games on their Fox Sports 1. How am I going to watch it? Fox Sports 1 has an app. Same deal. Stream it through your iDevice, put on the AirPlay, and away you go. You can watch it like a real
person. It's a legendary season for the Dodger pitcher?
Yes. Clayton Kershaw, this is big. This is...
He's biggest since...
Biggest since Pedro. If we're talking modern times, biggest since Pedro's 97 season when he had a 197 ERA. Now, he's not under...
But he was an undersized person.
He was.
I mean, he was... Now, like Ron Guidry, but
yeah.
Now, these if guys we're thin.
If we're talking Kershaw in history, who is he locking? You got to figure
Gibson.
You have to bring up the name Gibson.
That's huge.
Of a different time, but still, I mean, the low ERA, the high win total,
doing it without the brushback pitch.
Yeah, in this modern era, it's amazing. So he's probably going to win the NL MVP as well.
Pitching's ahead of hitting this year.
Yeah, absolutely. And, so you're going to see the NL Cy Young and the NL MVP in the same player.
Huge.
And this is a couple of years after Verlander did it, so now it's in the National League. And they're in the playoffs. And so now we start the Serious October Baseball, as it's called, on the way to the World Series. So tonight, right now, that's right, the A's are up 2-1 in the top of the third, I believe. As we're recording this.
And they were had a power shortage, yet they had the two-run shot here to get it.
Brandon Moss hit a first-inning two-run homer.
Exciting.
Which, yeah, very surprised. I mean, this is a offense. I mean, they have nobody close to 300 in the batting order. They got rid of their best hitter in favor of a better pitcher, John Lester.
Oh.
So this and John Lester's starting this game, so it's all about him. This is why we got you. We gave up our best hitter, so we can only muster so much offense. So you got it better come through. And Lester's doing it. He's doing it so far. And James Shields, who's the pitcher for the Royals, is.
Yeah.
He came over in a deal.
So couple, 14 game winner.
Yeah, but he's one of those. He leads by example. He's the only player in Rays history to have won their only World Series game.
Oh.
He came over from the Rays in a big deal. The Royals gave up their best prospect hitter. And this everybody's talking, this is Ted Williams, this is Doug Strawberry.
That's been said many times.
Yeah. So, this is what if it doesn't work prospects. Out? They give up the best. And right now, Will Myers is doing almost nothing. He's okay. And James Shields is starting this one-game playoff. So really, who did it work out for?
Well, we got to wait a few years to see how this works out.
Yeah, definitely. So I would love to see the Royals. However, I have a soft spot for Oakland going to the playoffs. However, the winner of this is playing the Angels, and that's going to be tough to go up against. And then in the National League, it's the Giants versus the Pirates tomorrow, Wednesday.
What is this like showcasing your talent here, this type of game? See if they'll let you in.
Yeah. Yeah, to see who's got it better. I tell you what, I really don't want the Giants to win. I'm sick and tired of the Giants.
We need new blood.
Yeah.
The Nationals.
Sorry.
They do a lot of things well.
Yeah.
And not anything really bad, poorly.
No, but they don't excel at anything.
Right. They're real teamwork.
I honestly, I don't.
It's like the WNBA.
Yeah.
That's real teamwork.
Absolutely it is. That is for sure. So I like the A's to win this game. I like the Pirates to win tomorrow's game. That's what I want.
Oh, Pirates, sure.
Sure. That's what I want. And then after that, the Pirates have to play, if the Pirates win, they have to play the Nationals. And then there's also Tigers-Orioles. I like Tigers. I don't think Orioles are complete enough, whereas Detroit is. And then there's also Cardinals-Dodgers. Please, Dodgers, beat the Cardinals. Enough
about Cardinals. I want it to, what's that, five-game series?
Five-game series.
I want that to go five.
Oh, of course. But no St. Louis. Done. You sent me an article. The hateability index. They're the new Yankees. They're the new Yankees.
They
but
are. They
but
are.
Not to the Yankees were this monger, this oversized overlord, you know, of just hate. Ah, I hate right. the Yankees. The Cardinals are like, will you stop it?
Yeah.
They're the
can't
neighbor.
Can't count them out. Can't yeah. count them out.
But you can't count them out, and that's what's so.
And but St. Louis isn't disliked like New York.
No. No. And that's exactly. They're not arrogant, but they always do the right thing. And it's like, I'm sick of that. And it makes you jealous. Why can't my team do that?
Who's the next Jeter?
Who's the next Jeter? Trout. Who's going to be the AL MVP? He's finally going to win it. And he's going to the one you're going to want to watch. He'll probably have a breakout. Because he does everything right. You don't hear anything about him.
But he's not in the East.
No, which...
It's a problem.
It's a problem, but if you make it to the World Series, you're on display.
Everybody will know you.
Why do we know Jeter? Why did people outside of New York... Why did people outside of New York even care about Jeter? The World Series, the playoffs. You make it enough times, the visibility is high. You know? It's there. George Brett, think about George Brett.
What about in the playoffs, some of that defensive play? Hustle, he showed.
Yeah.
He dared himself to the fans, going over the railings.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, I'm not a Yankee fan. But,
I'm not either.
But I can see desire.
Sure. Look, speaking of Jeter, you know, I'll bring up the Keith Olbermann video. I don't agree with a lot of his stuff politically. Right. I'm not a political guy.
Right.
But, you know, they say opinions are like armpits. Everybody has one, they stink. I like to think of it, opinions are like cars. Everybody's got one. But you kind of sometimes you like other people's better than your own.
Wow.
That sort of thing. So, you know, he made some good points, you know, about Jeter. And one of them was that defensively, he's actually a bad defender. And if you watch over 162 games, aside from that jump, that jump turn throw.
40 years old. I mean,
sure. No, but even before that, like he was an okay to bad defender. But in the playoffs, yes, that all came through the Jeter flip, all that stuff, diving over the. So it's all the highlights that you remember of him.
That's important. Crunch time. That's one we remember.
Yeah. But I feel like there needs to be an Onion article about how Brett Gardner groomed to be next Yankee, you know, great.
That's funny.
Preparing for his, you know, future send-off tour. I mean, you know.
It'll be a while.
It'll be a while. Please. I'm talking a lot of hope on this episode. I really hope.
No, the Steinbrenner family is not the same as George.
No, they're not. And they're just, it's going to be, you know, I'd like to think that the Mets.
Business.
I'd like to think that the Mets are ahead of the Yankees in the next couple of years.
But that would be interesting.
That would be really nice if it could. But you know what? This is coming from a Met and Jet fan, so I don't know how. Hope can only last me so far. So, my fantasy team. So I lost. I had won last week against the guy, but they did a stat correction. The Baltimore Ravens were not credited with a sack.
Oh.
So instead of winning by a point, I lost by a point.
Wow, big difference.
It killed me, but I won again, so I'm 3-1. And in my other, that's in the Everyman Sports League. In my other league, apparently everybody else has gone to sleep or died.
Really?
It's a 10-person league. 3 people are actually doing anything in that league. Everybody else. We just had the bye weeks this past week. Starting rosters full of bye weeks. They didn't even change them out. So apparently, I'm one of the few survivors of some sort of apocalypse in the fantasy league. So.
Well, people get excited about the season, but it's work.
It is work, and you got to put into it. You get out what you put in. That's what I like to say, right?
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. All right. Well, Dad, thank you very much for joining me this week.
Oh, thank you, son.
And we'll be back next week. The earliest you're going to hear this episode is Wednesday. So, so enjoy the games this week. We'll see you next week. And we'll do all that. So, thanks very much. Take care.
Go Pirates.
Go Pirates. Go A's. Go Royals, whoever. All right, take care. Bye.
This has been another episode of Everyman Sports. The show's music is Cold Funk by Kevin MacLeod and is licensed under CC Attribution 3.0. Everyman Sports can be found on Facebook.com, where you can like it to receive updates and news. Visit Everyman Sports in the iTunes Store to leave a review of the show. Also, visit everymansports.podbean.com directly to comment and support. Everyman Sports can be contacted directly at everymansports@gmail.com.